you ready? Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. You behave yourselves, girls. My granddaughters. Amen. You know, one of the things the Lord has been speaking to my heart about, you know, Elijah kept telling Elijah, wait here. But Elijah kept on saying, no. Where you go, I'm going to go. Amen. And you know, and one of the things that Jesus said, come follow me and you will become. In other words, you can never be a good leader unless you're a good follower. If you want to be a good leader, be a good follower. Because if you will not follow, nobody's going to follow you either. Hello? You know, God always gives us the example in His Word. Amen? I'm so grateful for the time and the hour that we're in. I'm so grateful that I was born to see a time such as now. You may look in the world and you may see all these things that are taking place, but it's all consummating something. It's all bringing something to pass. Amen? Is it okay to get a little excited about Jesus? If we can't get excited in here, we surely ain't going to get excited out there. So look with me in 2 Kings chapter 2, and I'll begin to read with verse number 7. They had an audience. You have an audience. The word of God says, and 50 men of the sons of prophets went, verse 7, and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. It just wasn't opened up, but the ground was even dry. Come on now. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said to Elijah, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And Elijah responded, he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up into the whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the God of Elijah? And when he had also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw it, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. I titled this morning, Double for Thy Trouble. Amen. Elijah was anointed, but it didn't mean he wasn't going to face some stuff. But he wasn't facing it alone. There was an impartation that was upon him. Amen. So what we're seeing here is, one, is the desire. Elijah had a desire. He had a desire for the deposit. Then he had the discovery. And then he recognized his destiny. So okay, let's lift the word. I'm going to come into agreement. You know, there's power of agreement. Amen. It's hard in this world that we're living in for anybody to agree on anything anymore. Amen. But we can agree in the Word of God. His Word is true. Amen. So as we're agreeing on this, so repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written Word of God. God wrote this Word to me. I am what God's Word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you have something to say to each and every one of us. So, Father God, I pray, just as Isaiah prayed of old, send the angel to the altar. Take those tongs and take those coals and place them upon my lips, Lord, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And may the words that proceed out of this mouth today be from you and not from me. Have your way in every heart and every life, I pray, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. You know, the first thing he says in our text, and it come to pass, then we go over, Elijah came to Elijah and said, what shall I do for thee? The desire. What are you desiring from the Lord? What are you seeking the Lord for? What are you expecting from him? I don't know about you, but when I come into God's presence, I always come with a heart of expectation. Amen? And guess what? Hallelujah. He never lets me down. Amen? In other words, I've got to grow my expectation. Sometimes I keep him in a little box. Sometimes I keep him in a little throne. His throne fills the entire atmosphere of the world. Amen. He's at every place at all times. We serve a great and mighty God. So as we're desiring, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, the prophet Zechariah said in Zechariah chapter 10, Zechariah 10, verse number 1. The prophet Zechariah said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. In other words, you know, when I see God moving, I'm looking for it to move more. When he starts to pour out his rain, I'm looking for a downpour. Hello? How many need a downpour in their life? Come on. Come on. How many need a downpour in their life? Hey, we got to step into the rain. You're not going to get saturated carrying around that self-umbrella. Amen? Amen? I don't know about you, but I want to get saturated with the presence of God and with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? I've witnessed him, but I want more of him. I haven't had enough. You know, he says he is more than enough. He's El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or even think. Sometimes we put him in too small of a box. Amen. Amen. Here's Elijah talking to his follower that's going to take his place. And he is saying to him, what's your desire? What can I do for you? Amen. So the word of God tells you and I in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. Jesus. Verse number 7. The word of God says this. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, And this is the law of the prophets. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As you give, it's a return. I don't know about you, but one thing I found about the Lord I serve, I can't outgive him. Amen. I can't outgive him. If he never gave me another thing, he gave me the Spirit of God. He gave me my salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. He gave me a wife. He gave me a family. He gave me so much. My God supplies for every one of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I'm excited because I serve a God that's alive. We're not serving a dead God. He's alive and he's well. And God wants to be alive and well in every one of us. Amen. Is it okay to get excited about Jesus? Come on, can we get excited about Jesus? Can we get excited about Jesus? Some of us are wanting our children to get excited about Jesus, and we're not excited about Jesus. Come on, you want your children to get excited about Jesus? Get excited about Jesus, and all of a sudden they'll follow you. The steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. Amen. I don't know. Can we delight in him? Come on. Come on, can we delight in him? Can we delight in him? Hallelujah. There's no greater memorial than the cross of Calvary. When Jesus said it was finished, it was done, it was complete. We're all working in the finished work. It's already been done. We're already stepping into what's already been accomplished. Amen. I don't know about you, but if he says we're going to go from glory to glory, glory, even as by the Spirit of God, we're stepping into something that's already been prayed for. We step into something that's already been provided. We're stepping into something that by grace God has done it for you and I. Amen. We didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it. But praise God, he did it anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So one of the things he said, you know, there was a desire. What can I do for you? The deposit. A double portion. Amen. What do you think of when you think of a double portion? Huh? A whole lot. Amen. I believe sometimes with our world mindset and worldly thinking, we put God in a box. It's sort of like that old game or that little toy we had as kids. I'm pretty old. It was Jack in the Box. And it would jump out. Amen? And so sometimes that's what we do with the Lord. We don't intend to do that, but we feel like, well, if I do A, B, C, I'm going to get D. If I do A, B, C. God says, hey, I want to take you someplace. I want you to go from Z to T and Q and R and come back to A and watch and see what I'll do. Yeah. Amen. Don't put me in a box. Let me outside of the box. Amen. Let's step outside of the box and let God be God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what's happened to the church worldwide? They've held God in a box. They've held God in a box. He's not in a box. He fills the atmosphere that we live in. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or even think. Amen. Okay, I'll calm down. No, I won't. In James chapter 1, verse number 5. We're still in the desire. We ain't going to get to the double portion yet. We haven't finished with the desire. You know, the Word of God says in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. And it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen? Amen. If we're going to step into what God has provided for us, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we're going to believe God in his word. God said it, and he's going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's certainly good to have my granddaughters here today. I should preach right here, huh?
Yeah.
Please. Hallelujah. There was a double portion of the deposit that was placed upon Elijah. And we find in the history of the Word of God that he had twice as many miracles that were written in the Word as there was from Elijah. Amen. And many of the things weren't written, okay? And the Bible said if everything was written, the books of the world couldn't hold it. Amen. Amen. But he gave us enough. He gave us enough. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, as his word is being spoken right now, there's faith increasing inside of you, whether you recognize it or not. Amen. There's some things that need to get out of your way. And the only way that they're going to get out of your way is through faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to him must believe he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. In other words, faith is arising in this atmosphere because God's word's being spoken. Amen. You know, the devil doesn't understand my language, but he has to bow to the word of God. Amen. So we look at this in 1 John. We're looking at the deposit of the anointing. The anointing. Man, I'm grateful for the anointing of God. I'm thankful for the anointing to destroy every yoke that the adversary tries to place. John the Beloved writes in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, it is no lie. And even as it have taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If we know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him.
Amen.
The prophet Hosea would say, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, you're anointed and you're appointed for a time such as now. Allow God to arise in you, and the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. You're anointed to destroy every yoke that the adversary throws. Hallelujah. Appoint it and anoint it for a time such as now. From the very beginning of creation, God knew I would be here for this time, for this season, and he called me for a time such as now. So God, arise, enemy, be scattered in Jesus' name. Give God a shout of praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. And with 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians 1, we're talking about the deposit, the double portion, the anointing of God. Verse number 20. The word of God says, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God, who have also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. Amen. I don't know about you, but when he says we have joy unspeakable in the fullness of glory, we have the fullness of God, and joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Joy is the thing that the world brought. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm proud of the God I serve. Amen. I have no problem telling somebody I'm a Jesus freak.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. I remember back in the day, I used to be a hippie. Amen. I didn't have any problem if anybody thought I was a freak or not. It doesn't matter. Now I'm a freak for Jesus. Amen. What's a freak for Jesus? A freak for Jesus is you'll just do whatever God tells you to do. And you'll trust him in and through it. Because most of the time, God calls you and asks you to do something that's not comfortable. And if it's comfortable for you, you could have done it on your own strength and your own power. But when God calls and anoints us to do something, he calls us outside of the box or something that we're not used to doing, and he's going to use us for something that brings him all the glory and brings him all the honor and brings him all the praise, because even you and I know, man, I couldn't have done that without him. Come on. Well, Pastor, that isn't me. That isn't the way I do it. Well, that isn't what I'm called to do. Yeah, you are. He said, open your mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's okay. It's okay to be loud. One of the things, I just say this. If you say, Pastor, you get loud a lot. Yeah, but I found out that the devil is hard of hearing. I can speak softly to Jesus. God, he speaks to me in a still, small voice. Amen? Sometimes I have to get a little louder to remind myself. Amen? Yeah, amen? I was raised in a very quiet family. Forgive me, Father. I have 5 sisters and 3 brothers, and we were a noisy bunch. Amen. But I want you to look with me in Psalms 20. I want to speak a little bit about the anointing of God, this double portion. Verse number 6, he says, now know that I, that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen. So we find that Elijah asked Elijah what his desire was. His desire was for a deposit, a double portion. And then we find the discovery. Amen? In other words, the Bible says, faith without works is dead being alone. And God says sometimes we need to put our feet in our mouth to what God's called us to do. Amen. In other words, it's going to manifest itself if we trust and believe him. So with that in mind, in our text today, in in 2 Kings. 2 Kings, back to our text. Verse number 14. And the word of God says, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. And all of a sudden, it was manifested before the 50 prophets that the mantle now was upon Elijah. Amen? There was a transition that took place. It was transitioned right before their very eyes. They witnessed it. They saw it come to pass. So the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 30. Verse number 21. And he said, thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and to the left. In other words, what we're now, the anointing, helps us to hear. You know, remember when Elijah went to the mount to meet God? And there was a storm and he wasn't in the wind and he wasn't in the fire. What was he? He was the still, small voice. God says this to you. My sheep know my voice. God will never go outside of his word. 1 Kings 19, 10, 11. He will never go outside of his word. If it doesn't align with his word, it's not his voice speaking. Amen? It is not, but when it aligns with his word, it aligns with our spirit, we're going to say, praise God. Amen? Amen? So when you're going through the hustle and the bustle, when you're going through the adversity, and you're going through the storms, and you're going through the battles, rest in me, says the Lord. Be still and listen. Listen, listen, listen to what the Spirit has to say to his bride. Jesus is speaking to us, ever speaking to us, and he was always there. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's just as close as the call of his name. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the God I serve. Man, I see some things going on. It blows my mind. It blows my mind. It blows my mind to see all the promises of God that he said all of a sudden manifested before your very faces. Come on. Can we just lift our hands and give him some glory? Can we give him some praise in the house today? Can we give him thanks? Can we honor and glorify him? Can we thank him for all he's done? Can we thank him for what he's doing? Can we thank him for what he's going to do? He says, he who has begun a good work in you is faithful. He's faithful to what? To see it through. Hallelujah. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 42. Hallelujah. Verse number 16. And we'll close with this. He says this to us. He says, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. And I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Amen. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm as close as the call of my name. Can we just say Jesus? Jesus. 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 Demons don't even like that name. They don't even like to hear that name. Amen? So what is he saying to you and I in closing? Just like the prophet Elijah and Elijah. Elijah followed Elijah till it was his turn to take Christ. God gave the prophet Elijah the desires of his heart. The desires of his heart was a double portion that was deposited. God wants you to understand something today. Elijah and Elijah had the Spirit with them. You have the Spirit in you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. You have the Anointed One in you to destroy every yoke. He's given you all power and all authority. He said every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. We have the power and authority. Christ is inside of us. The anointing of God is within us to destroy every yoke of bondage the adversary tries to bring. Come on. Come on. God wants you and I to understand. When we discover who we are in Christ Jesus, he says that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. He shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that's inside of you. Quicken. Zoo-pui-e-o. To make alive. Come on, come on. Is anybody alive in this house? Come on, are we alive in this house? Hallelujah. To our destiny. Jeremiah 29. Our destiny is this. The prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Which calls for simple decision. I love what the prophet Joel said in Joel 3:14. He said, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're anointed by God and you're called by God, I want you just to stand up. Now I want you to lift your hands to heaven. Father, you see every man, woman, and child in this room today. Father, that you called and anointed and appointed them for a time such as now. Right now, Father God, I call forth and I speak forth a fresh measure of your Spirit to be upon them in a supernatural way, Father God. I bind every weapon the enemy has tried to form against them in Jesus' name. I declare them strengthened in your power and in your might. Your word says that as we wait upon you, that you'll renew our strength. And we'll mount up with wings as eagles. We'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not faint. So, Father God, we're saying in this house today, God's going to rise in our atmosphere. And God's going to be magnified and glorified in and through us. The Lord says to you and I today, He says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. So God is calling for somebody to release something right now. It's been holding you prisoner. It's been holding you bondage. You've been trying to do it in your power and your strength, and you can't do it. It's been overwhelming to you. And right now he says, cast it to me, and I will carry it for you, says the Lord. My yoke is easy and my burden's light. He says, learn of me. So, Father God, I thank you for every man, every woman, and every child in this room. I thank you for the call of God that's upon them, that's irrevocable, that does not change. I thank you, Father God, that our steps have been ordered by you and we find delight in our way. So what we want to do now is we just want to give God some praise and glory. Can you give God some praise and glory? Can you give him some praise and glory? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You feel like hallelujah. You thank you, Jesus. Not enough. Thank you, Jesus. You said goodbye. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And to thank all you, other people with burdens thank you, and pains, keeping you thank back you, from your life.
Thank you, Lord.